Well, Jim, this morning here, we have Chad with us. Chad is on our Conquerors program. And Chad, we want to welcome you to the radio broadcast.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, Reverend Kaiser, I know our listeners always are excited when they get to hear a testimony from someone, just how God is transforming their life and how things are changing. And Chad, we're excited to have you on the radio broadcast today because this is an opportunity for you to share your story. And that's a vital part of every believer's walk, is to be able to share what God's doing in our life, how he's changed us and made us new. So we're just going to walk through that a little bit today, if that's all right. Could you, just to help our listeners out, start a little bit with what life was like leading up to coming here? What was going on in life before you came to Haven of Rest?
Okay. I myself had battled with alcoholism for a good period of my life, especially the last 15 years. And I've always tried to consistently work on that. I've went to AA. I've went to NA programs. And those are great, and they do work for some people. I just kind of felt that, you know, I needed a little more than that. You know, I think I needed a little more of God in my life, which, you know, AA, of course, was founded on God. But, you know, throughout the course of time, you know, God has been kind of, you know, put on the sidelines in some of those places. I have come to realize that wasn't for me. You know, I needed something a little stronger than 12 steps. And sometimes that works for people. All they need is the 12 steps, and that's fine. That's great. For me, I think I do need a little more spirituality. Going through these places, I would do well for a while, and then I would taper off, and then I would do well, and then taper off. So somebody had mentioned to me about the Haven of Rest and the Conquerors program, and I thought, you know, the place that I was at before, I just didn't seem to be quite a good fit. So I decided, you know, that maybe through the suggestion of someone else that I would give this a shot. And I'm very pleased with that decision.
So, Chad, before we get into when you came, because I know you've been on the program for a couple months.
Right.
Are you from the area?
Originally, I am from North Carolina.
Oh.
I'm a native down there to them country folk down there. Howdy, howdy, hey, ma. You know, I was looking at some programs, you know, from where I was before, as I said, consistently trying to work on my drinking. And I just wandered upon the state of Ohio. I looked, you know, through my phone what the state was all about and where I could get help there. Somebody had told me in one program that there's good recovery up here. And I thought, well, after struggling for so long, I had 3 years of sobriety one time before. And, of course, when you start to break away from that, things aren't good. And I thought, well, you know, why not give this state a try? Because my dad's mother was from this state. Don't exactly know what town. She died in 1970, so I never really got a chance to know her, but I know she was from around here somewhere. So anyway, I decided I would just try to come up here on a whim. I don't really have any kids or a family, and this is a perfect time and opportunity to work on myself. So that's how I got up here.
So you found yourself in need of a fresh start.
Yeah.
Ohio was the choice.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like things had gotten serious enough that you were willing to take drastic enough measures that you're willing to totally relocate.
Mm-hmm.
And so you made that choice. And you came here to, was Akron the first stop in Ohio, or were there some other stops before you came here?
Before here was Worcester.
Okay.
Worcester's a great town. They have great programs there. I just need to get in a frame of mind to continue my walk with the Lord. You know, I mean, you can't stay in a program for the rest of your life, they are there to set a good foundation. You know, the Bible talks about setting your house upon good foundations. If you set your house upon the sand, well, when the water comes, it's going to wash you away.
That's
if you
right.
set it on a more solid foundation, when that storm comes, you're going to be more solid. So, you know, I think coming here was the right choice. So that's pretty much, you know, have that solid foundation with me as I leave and continue my walk with Christ once I leave here is what I hope to do.
So you came to Akron, and there's an interesting experience for folks when they make that decision to join the Conquerors program. There's kind of that first day when it settles in and you go through the doors and you get your orientation. What was going through your mind when you made that choice, you committed? I'm going to do this. I'm really going to commit to seek the Lord through this Conquerors program. What was that first day like?
The first day is, you know, I'm just going to have to totally rethink the way that I was living. I'm going to have to understand, you know, what the program guidelines are here, which, you know, anybody can do them if they willfully make the choice to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what kind of atmosphere or what am I going to have to do to better myself in order to live a good spiritual life? So I was really prepared, you know, for whatever I had to do. Whatever I had to do to be able to live that good spiritual life, I'm doing it now, trying to anyway. My first day here was just pretty much getting my mind ready for change.
Well, you know, Chad, one of the things that the program offers, it offers structure.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, we know structure is very important. We know over the years people have come in, and sometimes they'll sit there and say, I don't like the structure. But as they learn the program, mm-hmm. and the structure, they actually like it. They actually like the fact of, hey, you know what? There's a time to wake up and there's actually a time to go to bed.
Sure.
How has that impacted you?
Well, I get up approximately about 5 o'clock, get ready, hygiene stuff, and then go prepare to work to serve the resident or the residents and the clients in the morning for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Usually I'm down there by 5:30, have coffee made, set out the trays, make sure salt, pepper, sugar, creamer. I have another guy that helps me. He does a really great job. And then, you know, we have classes. We begin somewhere around 8:30, and 9:30 break, and then another class, and then go back to work therapy. And I think that's good. It keeps you motivated. It keeps, you know, exercise. And so then we feed the residents here. And that goes on to about from 12 to about 1 o'clock. And then you have some downtime. You know, mm-hmm. you can you know, get in tune with yourself or read the Bible or take some time for you, pretty much, to unwind. And then some days we'll have a class at 4 o'clock, get geared for that. And after that, go back and feed everyone for dinner. So that's around 5 o'clock. So it's a pretty structured day throughout the day. You're always staying busy. Keep that mind working. Keep them legs working. So it works out for me. It just keeps me motivated. Keeps me wanting to do more. So very happy for that.
Now you mentioned class, and before that you had mentioned that first day when you came in.
Mm-hmm.
One of the big things was getting your mind around. Okay, I'm going to have to make a change here. I'm going to mm-hmm. have to, what is this going to require of me? And I've set my mind that I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our classes that Jesse teaches mm-hmm. is really about that. And it's kind of a help to get you there. For our listeners, I'm going to say it and they're going to be like, what is that class? But it's called Teppuku,
mm-hmm.
yes.
which is an acronym for the only person you cheat is you.
Right.
And so I know that your thinking is something you've brought up a couple of different times. How have the principles that you've been learning in that class helped direct you and kind of set the course for the rest of your program and hopefully the time beyond it as well?
That class, Teppuku, it really breaks things down to what are you doing with you, you know? You have 168 hours in a week. What are you doing to manage that time? What are you, and Teppuku helps you block that out, you know, and see, block out your time, you know, the time for this, time for that. Even the Bible speaks to that too, a season for all things and a time and place for everything. So I think that's in Ecclesiastes. It really helps you break down the processes of where you are to where you want to be and who you want to become. And it gives you, you know, it kind of puts your life under a microscope, so to speak, you know, fine-tuning those minute details of what's really going on and what you can do better. So, I've never heard of that class before, but it's a lot of fun. It's, you know, the book it talks about I know that there was motivation to do something, but I didn't know that there were different kinds of motivation. There's internal and external motivation, you know, your spirit or the things or sometimes the flesh motivates you to do things that are not good.
Mm-hmm.
That's internal and external. Maybe you're influenced by the people around you, your environment, which could be either good or bad. Mm-hmm. So, you know, learning that there were two kinds of motivation even, you know, I didn't even know that. So that's a good positive thing about that class, definitely.
So, you know, Chad, 3 months you've been on the program.
Mm-hmm.
Who have you kind of connected with in regards to maybe some of the staff people that you can knock on their door and say, hey, so-and-so, I need to talk to you about something?
I can definitely talk to Matt and Steve just about anything. And I think, you know, anybody here at the Haven, you know, would be willing to talk to you, you know, if you just pulled them aside and you know, ask them, hey, you got a minute? Sure, you're, you know. So I think working with these people here and everyone here, you know, I mean, I don't think there's a person that I really couldn't talk to as far as, you know, anything I had to talk. You know, I talked to Dylan and Kyle about things. Yes. I really like those guys a lot in the kitchen. They're good people. So, I mean, it's not just the staff members that make it, but other people that's been through the program who really tried to develop change in their own lives. Maybe they can give you some pointers, some ideas. So, you know, I don't think you should really just limit yourself to who you talk to help solve life's problems sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. You know? So as you've walked through this process, the Lord's used a lot of different things to help you to get, even in the last 3 months, from where you are now from where you were. And I think that's something that it's great to just stop and pause, because sometimes it's in the midst of the day-to-day, we can forget, hey, I'm not the guy I was 3 months ago.
Right.
You know, I'm not that guy that walked through the door. God's making me different. I'm becoming new. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting. And we want to celebrate that with you. So as we kind of move forward in the conversation, there's not only classes, there's an opportunity to kind of fix your eyes towards the future a little bit.
Sure.
You're working on you, but then God's actually doing some things in you that are, it's not only restoring you, but it's kind of, maybe life doesn't need to be about what it used to be. Has there been any of that going on in your life in the midst of this, where God's just kind of stirring some things up in you as you've been going through this program?
Sure. And as they say, the Lord works in mysterious ways. You know, a new direction in life may come through Jesse in Tapuku class, or a new direction in life could be something that I hear at church or here in chapel. You know, God uses just people to do his will all the time. Now, I mean, I think God's permanent will for us is to live for him and to glorify him, but by what plan, we don't know. So I think, you know, by what plan and design, he may use people that you never even thought would be able to help you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good thing too. So he does. He definitely works in mysterious ways. You don't know by what plan or design, but hey, he's always there.
Well, you know, Chad, it's always good to talk to you. 3 months, has it gone quick?
Yes and no. I mean, it's just, you know, you're just trying to constantly make change, and you're trying to go over some more details about your life, and that sometimes makes it seem like it's going by kind of slow. But then when you're doing work therapy, you're socializing, and you're getting in tune with the people, then it can seem like it's going by fast. I mean, it's day to day, really.
Yes,
it is.
So in saying all that, with as you plan for the future, as you continue your classes and Tapuku and some of these other classes that go on throughout the day and the evening time, how can our listeners continue to pray for you? I know you've been here for 3 months. You've already seen some changes happening. How can they continue to pray for you as you move forward here?
I would just ask that, you know, just continue to pray that, you know, life will get better, and that, you know, we'll just establish a better relationship with God and ultimately seek him for all the things that we ever need in our life, because that's what he's there for. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to do well. And that, you know, that's all I would ask. Definitely.
Well, Chad, we want to thank you for being willing to come on the radio today and speak with us. We're all cheering for you. I know our listeners are going to be agreeing in prayer.
All right.
They're cheering you on as well.
Yes.
And so we're just excited about what God has in store in the days to come for you. So thanks again for coming on the radio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chad. Yeah.